when she's been, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Do we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment of the
chaotic vibe moment. And you're watching Black Vibe Reality.
Black Vibe Daddy.
And those who love us.
So you are watching and are listening to the Black Vibe Reality podcast. Podcast for Black Vibe Baddies, those who love us. I'm your host, Nicole Weaver, and we are back to talk about The Traitor Season 3. We're switching it up a little, or not even like that much, because for this time, I'm going to have Quita Tinsley recapping it with me every episode. We will still have guests, but you might know Quita from Love is Blind recaps, which she's no longer doing, so we just moved her over. And here she is. Hi, Quita.
Hey there.
Hey. The Traitor Season 3 is finally here. Has it stacked up to any of the teasers, trailer, any of the hype?
Honestly, I tried to stay away from a lot of the teasers and things. But I did see the cast and I was really excited. And they came out the gate chaotic. And I kind of love it.
They sure did. I mean, first of all, Alan was like, yes, we gave you a lot of gays, a lot of bisexual, pansexuals, but we will be forcing you to include 3 white men.
Yes.
Hell or high water. Now, but in the beginning, they make it seem like, oh, you have a choice. You have a choice. Here's Rob Mariano from Survivor. I believe he's been on 3 seasons. He was just on Deal or No Deal Island. And they're like, hey, you can trade one person from the people you already just saw in for Rob. If you just come and shake my hand. First of all, Carolyn wanted to. She's so upset no one else did for her.
Right.
I just wonder who she would have taken out.
I know. I mean, she seemed excited by the other Survivor folks. So, I don't know. Maybe that was the thing, was she didn't want to bring him in because she didn't know who to take out. But
maybe. Or she would have taken a non-Survivor player because she's from Survivor.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. What's your first impressions of Carolyn?
Obviously I didn't see her season of Survivor because I've not watched Survivor in years, but I was like, okay, quirky, all over the place. Yeah, I'm like, okay.
Also bisexual.
Wow, okay.
Her season of Survivor is nuts because she almost narrates all of it. It's so interesting, but yeah, so they say no, they're like, Rob, go back. Now we are in it. I mean, of course we have to pick our traitors. Was there anyone that you, when you were first looking at the cast, you're like, that's my traitor right there?
I mean, I think it was Bob. Like, I was just like, I feel like Bob has to be a traitor and he's gonna give us lots of good like commentary and fun moments. Like, I wanted him to be a traitor for sure.
Yeah Bob for me as well. And then I think a lot of Big Brother people were like Daniel Reyes, because Daniel Reyes was runner-up for season 2, never came back until Big Brother Reindeer Games, where she was betrayed by Brittany. They still loved her so much, though. They were like, you should open this present on this tree that happens to have thousands of dollars, Daniel Reyes. So it's like, yeah, if you're casting Daniel Reyes again, you're giving her power. And the wild card was Carolyn.
I mean, I feel like the 3 of them, it's like Danielle and Bob are very like, we have thoughts, we have ideas, and Carolyn's just very observant. And I'm like, are you loyal to the Traitors team? You know?
Yeah. Interesting question. I think she is. I just think she sees that they're all so messy. Bob and Danielle are messy. And I was not against some of Carolyn's arguments to their plans.
Right. I wasn't either. I wasn't either. But I'm just like, I don't know. It could, we'll get to later on what happened to them. But I was just like, I don't know.
So I'm going to get through this really fast, but our first mission, the one thing that I thought was interesting that we should probably talk about is the reason why I wanted Bob was also because I needed less straight cis men doing the absolute least and getting the most reward. The way none of them were budging to get up, Bob's like, what is wrong with all of you? And they were just still sitting there. And it was basically the housewives who were sitting out. We had Robin. We had Ion sitting out the first time. Bob and Danielle sat out next. Now, Danielle did the most with the tears.
She did.
The most. I'm not surprised the tears gets her in trouble. What was your reaction to the tears?
Yeah, it kind of, it felt like it came out of nowhere. Like, I saw what she was trying to do, taking advantage of this moment that Bob opened up with, like, pointing out, like, hey, men need to get off. But I'm like, no, girl, just, like, make a man get off.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you know, I don't know. It felt a lot, you know? But also, I see what she's trying to do. You know, she's trying to find her moment where she's like, okay, you know, I can make the sacrifice that isn't a sacrifice. But, you know, I'm still, I don't know, trying to show I'm being loyal to everybody else.
Yeah, yeah. It was a lot. It was a lot. And if you're a person who's familiar with these games, you're like, why is Danielle Reyes crying? Because from what I remember, that was never her gameplay. Like, she was actually pretty villainous in her season. A lot of people felt very sour grapes against her, so they didn't vote for her to win.
Oh, wow. Maybe she's learning from that and, like, trying to play it different.
Maybe. Maybe. So, basically, episode one ends with Alan telling Rob from Survivor, you're going to get back into this game. There's consequences. Okay? And you're going to get in this game, but also with other people. And I'm like, more?
Right. Like, are we supposed to be, like, starting to take people out? We're adding more people.
Adding more. Like, I would be so quiet for so long because the more people, you can stay in the middle of the pack. But it's, like, a lot.
It's so many people.
And, like, I kind of get it. And there's some people, the fact that they're mixing Bravo shows with competitive shows, I kind of get Bravo people being like, I'm kind of over all of these competitors. Like, I'm over it. But then again, it's like, if you're going to add competitors like Danielle Reyes and Wes, you have to then pack in more competitors so those competitors can at least have some wiggle room, or else you're taking them out immediately.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, but I think, because something feels different about this season than last season, and I think a part of that for me, is like the competitors from this season are a bit more like braggadocious and some, you know, like a big personality, because like, what was it, Dan from last year, he was trying to play it chill, you know, but it feels like a lot of the competitors aren't playing it chill this season.
No. I also think they're doing it very differently. I have no clue what's going on, but it's pretty wild. So we find out our new players, and oh my god, I said I'm already tired, but it's because I'm watching all these other shows for work. It's like Wes was just on House of Villains. Rob was just on Deal or No Deal Island. And then we have Derek. We actually have not seen Derek play in a minute from Big Brother. So this is newer. I'm just like, you can get new faces.
Yeah.
And the competitors, so, okay, so the cast comes in, they see these three men in cages, they're tasked with going to find these gold coins, and they have to put it in to unlock each cage, but they still have to unlock all of them. You can't just, mm-hmm. like, not choose. I guess you could lose money, but yeah, they're not doing that.
No.
But even then, Wes was the last one to get down, and I respect it, because Wes is cutthroat and good.
Yeah.
He Do you is. Know anything about Wes?
I remember him from, what was it, The Challenge?
Yep.
Right? Yeah. I remember him, but it's been years since I've watched him. But, yeah.
He's still doing the same old thing. So don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it. But I love Ion. She's like, oh, no one's putting coins in your thing. And he's like, yeah, it's because they're dumb. I'll help you. And she was like, okay. Puts it in. Gets murdered.
Right. Exactly. Like, dang.
It was so funny. But his MO is always, oh, I help people. It's so interesting to see how these gamers now come up with their story when they go on a new show and they're obviously high profile. So Wes, he did this on House of Villains. He's like, I'm just here for a vacation. Come over here. I will help you out. What's your goal? And some people were eating that up, while other people were like, I'm not working with Wes. I'm taking a shot. Mm-hmm. And then for, I think of Ceri from first season, because the thing she loves to say is, I've never won. You should work with me because the people around me, you know, win. And it's like, that's pretty compelling. But then she won Raiders. She made that look so easy. Look at everyone struggling after her.
Oh, gosh.
Love her. Now, they have to decide who to kill, these traitors. And they're like, we want Jorinda. This was a mistake, Bob.
It was a big mistake.
Bob. Like, it was like, Jorinda is such a loose cannon.
Mm-hmm.
She's messy. She's going to be loud all the time. Bob, you need a loud mouth in this group because you already talking too much. An Ori 2 profile. This was supposed to be your homegirl to take the in.
Yeah. I think for me, Bob is really, like, playing a lot of these strategists, right? They're just thinking about self, but I'm like, no, you have to figure out who is one person that you can really be like, okay, we're going to do this together, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I feel like this season people aren't making as strong alliances. Well, some of them are, right? But it's just like, I'm just like, okay, can somebody be buddy-buddy? Like, we're playing fast and loose, and it's just very chaotic.
It is very chaotic, and, like, Danielle's going with it, which I love. I love that Danielle and Bob are locked in.
Yeah.
They might not be making sense.
At all.
But one thing that they understand is that they are supporting each other. Carolyn was like, why are we going to go over on Dorinda when we can go on anyone else? I said also that I think Carolyn needed Dorinda in the game more because than the other traitors, because they're both unhinged. So that was another good reason for her to stick up.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So Dorinda's gone. The housewives, they're like, ugh, we're on the chopping block, I guess. Now, Bob, the next morning, he's trying to tear up. Him and Danielle. Now.
They were. And they were next to each other, so it was a bit much. I was like, y'all, calm down.
Guys, you cannot do that. That was wild. And weirdly, this is what we come to the show for. Unexpected reality TV show feuds. Wells Adam versus Robin Dixon. A Bachelor in Paradise bartender and Robin from Real Housewives of Potomac. They're just eyeing each other, which is so wild.
It was. And I was like, both of y'all are faithful. Y'all, I know it's a game of suspicion, but.
Yeah. I mean, most likely two faithfuls are going at it rather than a traitor and a faithful. So, but I was like, okay, didn't see that happen. After they release all of these men, white men, they also get shields. So different people are selected. Rob enters the game first. Rob is now a traitor.
Mm-hmm.
Did you care one way or the other of who these new people join the traitors?
I didn't, but I figured it would be Rob because I was just like, he was the first choice for the group to make. And then they're like, well, Rob is coming back into the game. And so I'm like, it feels like he's going to be a traitor.
How do you not kill him first? Or banish him as a faithful? Yeah. How do you not banish him first? I'm just like,
yeah.
Obviously the consequence of us not putting him in, and now that he's here, obviously he's a traitor. So let's just wash our hands of this. Or did no one want that smoke with production?
I feel like no one wanted that smoke with production.
Oh, well. Like,
obviously they want this man, so.
Oh, well. Jeez. All right, so let's talk about this roundtable, because this roundtable was nuts in episode 2. So Bob has to start the whole shebang. Bob, if you don't... Here's the great thing about Bob and his dynamic with everyone else, because, like, I said this also before this season even started. I watched Dimension 20 with the Queens playing Dungeons and Dragons. Bob was leading the troops, and he needed to, honestly. He was doing a good job. He needs to now balance how to lie low. Because, first of all, you're the tallest person there from jump. You the tallest, you the blackest, the queerest, and you don't shut up.
Right. And it's like, I think, yeah, being a front runner both in the traitors and amongst the faithfuls. And it's like, pick one. It's like, you are a traitor, so sure. Blow up y'all's, like, murder deliberations. But, like, out here, lie a little bit more low. So, like, everybody else doesn't catch on to you.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many ways to think about this. Like, Bob, like, yeah, all the things I listed, he can't do anything about. So maybe he's like, I might as well play into me standing out. Because Peppermint was a classy, quiet lady.
Mm-hmm.
And Trishelle got her butt up out of there with a quickness. So
she truly did.
But I'm just like, oh, it's so risky to watch at this vantage point. So he leads it. He's like, Wells. You know, you're pretty suspicious. Robin recounts their conversation of who they suspect. Wells said Robin and Sam were getting defensive, and that's why he left the room. This is the one time Sam comes into play at all. He's the one who's been lying low, low, low.
Truly.
He's like, I can't talk about my ex-wife. Don't ask me about it.
Right. The NDA is very strong.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just here to play this game.
Exactly. So, and of course, Robin's on Bob's side. Sam's just like, oh my God, I don't need to be pulled into this. Now, the other sub story that has been brewing that I thought would be pretty interesting, Tom Sandoval versus Chriselle Stiles, he's on Vanderpump Rules, or was, and now she is on Selling Sunset.
Mm-hmm.
So Tom just had Scandival. He's lost a lot. A whole lot. He lost his business. His bar shutting down. He lost his girlfriend. He lost the shop side chick. And now he's on this show. Chriselle, she is now with a woman. Ariana's bisexual. So she is here to defend her girl and stay away from him. And he's like, well, you know, Tom says Jeremy and Chriselle were acting weird. Chriselle says she's friends with his ex, so she's keeping her distance. He said so is everyone. He's so jealous.
It's someone who I thought would come here and lay low, because I'm like, Tom Sandoval, this is your like comeback era. Like, you're trying to come back, sir. And it's like, you're not making it easy for anybody to like you, babe.
If he's not weirdly staring people down, he's sweating through his shirt.
It's like, Tom, what is
Tom.
happening? Are you okay, Tom?
No, he's absolutely never okay. But also, I'm not surprised. He cannot shut up. This is the man who made his scandal even worse by comparing himself to George Floyd and freaking OJ. So he can't do it. He can't. So,
Wow.
after that detour, it is Wells who is getting banished. So, he didn't have any really good last words, but Dylan later tells Dolores and Robin, the housewives, so he's kind of working with them, that he thinks Bob is a traitor. Bob tells Carolyn and Danielle in the tort that people will be going after him next. Why is that, Bob?
Yeah, it's like Bob. And then that should be the indicator to lay low for a little bit. Bob does not lay low for a little
Carolyn is already a stressed out person. She is more stressed out because of Bob. You know what the one goal is as a traitor when you go to that tour is not say, I'm next. Is he trying to leave? Is he trying to go back on tour with Madonna? I don't know. But this is excellent television. Now, who do they murder next? They're like, let's keep going with this housewife thing, Ion. I feel like we could
Now,
have gotten more moments out of her.
we could have gotten so many more moments out of her. Like, I'm just like, y'all can't keep getting rid of the personality hires, okay? Like, some of these, we gotta sprinkle in some of these, folks who are playing it in the middle of the pack,
Yes, yes.
because y'all can't keep taking my housewives from me.
Here's my thing is that Bob connected with, I think, the most boring housewife. That's my thing. It's like, why, Robin?
I know, because so he can be the big personality,
Yeah, he's not gonna compete with a housewife for screen time, I
No,
guess.
but I'm just like, we
Crazy
needed
work.
all of it. We need, I'm like, those round tables, we need them in their moments.
So Danielle's still doing the most. The morning after, she says that Bob is the next target for how he acted at the round table. Now, Carolyn, she still was against killing Ion, but she's outnumbered at this point. We later see Bob tell Chrishell that Carolyn is batshit, which I'm like, look, I know a lot of people do not get Carolyn. It happened on her season Survivor. She was the odd man out. But knowing how you are acting up and you calling this woman batshit is wild work.
Truly, truly.
And Carolyn, she overhears that and she has to vent to Jeremy, and Jeremy is like, you should watch Danielle. Now Carolyn's like, now I'm double stressed out. Because now she does not look relieved at all by that news. She's like, why? I love Jeremy. Do you know Jeremy from Survivor?
I don't.
Okay. Yeah, he won a while ago, and I guess he does later say him and is a Robert Tony had a thing.
Tony.
Tony, yeah. 'Cause yeah, that almost he almost won and that didn't happen. So, but I think he's mostly chill. He's also rooting for Bob, so I have to root for Jeremy.
He's rooting for Bob, but he's anti-Danielle, and it's just like, please, Room for Everybody Black. I don't know. Am I being talked to? Like,
I know that what we want, but it's like, if you have to go down to just one traitor rather than two, Danielle, the tears. That's the thing. The gamers don't respect that kind of gameplay. It's right. Wild. So she's lost them on that. Oh, my God. So suspicions everywhere. Now, Dylan, Mr. Zac Efron's brother, he's getting to work, apparently. I don't think I have a solo picture of Dylan. I should actually show everyone's pictures on this wall. Dylan talks to Bob Harper, which, having two Bobs in the same cast, you have all these people, and you couldn't avoid this. But anyways, so Dylan tells Bob Harper, Boston Rob, and Nikki Bella that Bob the drag queen was the one who threw out Wells's name first, and he thinks it's Bob and Robin who are traitors. They take note of that. So Dylan's leading the charge. It's giving Peter from last season.
And that's my thing. I'm like, he could have been one of the ones that was taken out instead of a housewife, because he's the type you can't keep around, because he will start to put stuff together.
They never do it. Like, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but they never go for, like, yeah, you said my name, you're gone. But I guess it, you don't do it every single time, but you absolutely do, like, I don't know, because now I'm rethinking it. Because if you kill someone after they said your name, that's pretty suspicious.
It is suspicious. But you could play it like the traitor sees the group already is thinking about this person, and they're throwing that person under the bus, because that could be a game move, right? It's so close.
Yeah, it is. Whew. We have a mission. It's a fun house mission. What did you think of this?
I got a little confused, but I was like, okay, what is this? We're like picking doors, but like,
Yeah. It's a memory one. It's a communication one. All of them suck. But before we even start, there's a tussle, which I love. There's a tussle over everything in this game.
I'm just like, can you men stop being so stubborn and volunteer to go?
They won't, and they should all be murdered instead of the housewives, Bob. You don't volunteer, you're getting murdered.
You're out. You're making it difficult for the whole group. You're out, actually.
I need my money. So in the fun house, there's multiple steps. Two people go in at a time. They have to go through a door, but it can't be the wrong door where there's a clown that'll jump out and pop their balloon, or else they get eliminated. They can tell the people, the rest of the cast, which door it's not, so they can keep that in mind as they go forward. And of course, it's like, who's going to start? And no one wants to start. They want to end, be the one at the end, because you can get a shield that way. But Bob Harper, he has something to say. Okay, our man from the weight loss, what is it called, Biggest Loser, he was like, hey, Tony. Why he zeroed in on Tony specifically? He's like, I'm going to get one of these straights.
Right.
Tony, it's you. And Tony's just like, I don't care. He's like, if you don't care, then you go. So Tony goes.
Okay.
Of course, it doesn't work out for them. And we come all the way down to Boston Rob. No, it's... Yeah, they were the first. So we see Tony and our girl from Summer House, who also is very much not in the edit. I suspect she goes far. I'm suspecting the people we don't see as much is going far.
I mean, because all the people with the big personalities are going to take each other out. Yeah. And then we'll be left with the people who are quiet. I'm like, Chriselle, have a feeling, going to be going far.
I hope so. but we will talk about her alliance later. So yeah, at the end, they get eliminated. Okay. So
no,
not Not the best. And like freaking Wes. Wes is annoying. Yeah, it was Wes at the end. So he's like, so we have 50% chance of winning this. And then 25. No one cares. No one. I feel like he always is trying to be a stunt queen. About I've been on television for a long time. It's like, shut up.
I mean, I feel like a lot of the men are like that.
Yeah.
I've been on television for 20, or competing on television for 20 years. And it's like, okay, and you're obnoxious. Like, we get it.
We get it.
Personality. Like, I respected that about Dan last season, because he's like, I'm one of the best to ever do it, but I'm going to try to lay low. I'm going to try to be chill, because that feels like a better strategy to actually win.
But also the difference between Dan and, like, the latecomers is that Dan also hadn't been on television in so long.
That's true.
Like, it was a big deal that he was on the season because of that. And that's, like, my biggest argument when it comes to, like, the late additions being pulled in. Except for Derek. Derek is also someone who hasn't been playing for a bit. They're pretty good about that with Big Brother players, but not Survivor players, because... Survivor players are just, I don't know. The ones who are beloved are like, we're doing the Australian version. Now we're doing Deal or No Deal. Like, they're everywhere. And I'm like, take a break. Take a break. Because you also sound wild to these other people. Just, you're too in it.
You're way too in it.
Act like a person for 2 seconds.
Please.
Especially that you're with non-competitive people. So his little statistics didn't save him. Now we debrief, and here Jeremy, Bob the drag queen, Tony, Gabby, and Nikki are in a van going back to the mansion. Tony asked if it's suspect that Bob Harper pushed him to go first. I love a cop and his leading questions. And I love that our now lesbian former bachelorette Gabby was like, no.
Period. She's like, no. I like Bob. Shut it down.
But then Jeremy, he opens his mouth and he says Danielle's name. He says he didn't believe in her crying over that shield. And Bob is like, oh my God, this is a real problem for me. Yeah. Now we find out we got the Bambies. All right. The Bambies is Gabby, Chriselle, and Nikki. I already knew Gabby and Chriselle were going to be in it because these two queers, were going to do it. I'm happy to see Nikki Bella. And they are all team anti-Tony.
Period.
Which I love that. I do. I love it for them. Are they wrong? Yes.
Yes.
But also, why would you let Tony get farther on the traitors?
And after the boat thing, the first competition, a few of these men can go. Actually, I don't care.
Let's do it. Are they also a bit blinded by Bob's gay ass?
Yes.
His potential self has put a wool over their eyes. And they can't see anything.
It's like the girls and the gays forever.
What's this?
That's who's on top.
Now, Jeremy, Wes, and Dylan, they start eating together in the kitchen. Jeremy says he doesn't think Robin is a traitor. All right. And Dylan asks about Bob. Wes says it's a rookie move to take a shot that isn't lethal, which is something that he absolutely has said on, like, House of Villains. Jeremy thinks Bob is a faithful, so he rats out Dylan. This is very interesting, because, like, while Jeremy is so close to one traitor, he's going against another one. Right. And I just don't know how that's gonna play out for him.
I know.
I mean, if Bob ever gets there, that he's like, actually, I want more money to myself, so I should take out a fellow trader. He can use Jeremy, but I also feel like Bob will never get there.
Mm, Really? You think they're gonna banish Bob at some point? Or
No, I think Bob wants to go to the end with Danielle.
Oh, got it. Got it.
Like, he'll throw
Yeah, he'll
Carolyn under
expand.
the
Yeah.
bus in a second.
Got it. Yeah, that makes
And
sense.
Carolyn absolutely needed Rob after
Yeah.
because of that. But yeah, I think Danielle's his ride or die.
Got it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Bob, he later joins Brittany and Nikki. Brittany confirms that it was Dylan who threw out his name. Now, Bob starts going on a rant about Dylan, talking about this pretty boy. Brittany was smiling the whole time because that's Brittany's energy on Big Brother. She's like, talk your shit. Talk your shit like you in the diary room. Yeah.
But you're not in the
But you in the girls' room. So it's fine. Oh my God. We get to this messy freaking round table. Bob is in a goddamn tashiki. I love that Bob is like, I'm not gonna give you guys drag every single day. You're not
No.
paying enough for that.
Right, absolutely not.
So here's the other quirky clothes that I wear. And I am so happy that Bob did not lead this round table. But he later has to go on the defense. So Dylan starts off, which Dylan. He's pulling
Yeah.
a Peter. Dylan says there was a person who threw out Wells' name in the last round table, and it was Bob, and then he backed off. Bob says other people brought Wells' names to him. Robin brings up Dylan saying Bob's name, and Ion was there. Dylan agreed and agreed with him before she was murdered. And still Robin is like, how convenient. It's like, what? Oof. What's the line of thinking here? I'm gonna kill the person who agreed with me?
Right.
I don't know if she, I don't think she thinks that Dylan's a traitor, but like her arguments back were no good.
I know, because she's like, how convenient that the person who could co corroborate your story isn't here. But I'm like, but Robin, slow down and think. The person who could corroborate that she said that she thinks that Bob is a traitor is no longer here. And Bob is still here.
Bob is a good talker most of the time because he says things with conviction, but also some of the things he was saying didn't make any sense. He's like, you're putting this puzzle in front of everyone. You solve the puzzle. It's called the traitors. A bunch of faceholders are supposed to bring out the puzzle together. What are you talking about? Bob, you gaslighter.
Gaslight, gaslight, gaslight. That's my strategy.
Absolutely, he's diabolical. Oh my God. And then, of course, he's also using the whole reading. He's gonna read. So he said that Dylan's drag name should be Misguided.
Okay, here's my thing, right? It's like, love Bob down. But I'm like, you do not have to go so long on someone like Dylan about this, because the fact that you have Robin caping for you and you know the girlies love you, the numbers are on your side for right now, right? So just like, defend yourself, let it go, fall into the background because you have the numbers, right? Or like,
Bob
figure out a
can't
way.
do it.
He can't. I'm just like, Bob, lay low. You have numbers right now. Like, you are safe. You have the gays and the girlies. Like, they're on your side. Like, you have to let it get to a point where like the strategists are coming at you like this, and then you read them for filth, because that'll be more of like a back and forth versus like Dylan, who's actually right now.
Yeah.
And like making really great points.
Yeah.
And you're saying so much that actually doesn't make sense.
Does not make a lick of sense. And I love it. He's a little cult leader. And I hope that they do a collab and he forces Dylan into drag for Misguided. I hope it has different signs on the dress.
Puzzle pieces.
Yes. Oh, okay. So in the end, it was Tony who gets banished.
Yeah.
Wow. And Tony, because here's the thing. Boston Rob sees how messy this whole situation is. Boston Rob does chime in a little bit and was like, Tony, I gave you a shield a day ago. And you don't come to me? You don't come to me on my daughter's wedding? To give me a thank you note? A that gift?
It was giving very much that. He was like, how do I figure out a way to dead all this, because this is very much chaos, so I need to put out a name, make it stick. And he's like, Tony, how dare you?
Yep.
How dare you not kiss the ring?
Like, basically. And then after Tony gets banished, he's like, you're a sellout to Rob. I mean, he is. He's on every reality show this year. He was strong-armed into this cast and instantly became a traitor. I don't know how you not a sellout.
Right. Like, period.
So accurate.
Very accurate. And I'm like, honestly, Tony should have known. Like, I'm like, that group of strategists is like, the beauty of it is like, they're like, toxic masculinity, patriarchy, men take over, but also they feel like each and every one of them is also expendable to each other. So I'm just like,
truly, truly, it's like there's no loyalty in this game.
None.
Although I think what he was kind of getting at is that the Survivor castaways were supposed to be working together.
Mm.
So Rob kind of pushed him over that ledge. Everyone else was working. He did the very last push, and he's like, he fell out. Look. That's the game. That's the game. So, Carolyn's crying. I think that was her one of her Survivor heroes, so she's not okay over this. And it makes so much more sense. I hate to say that it this does. White girl's tears makes more sense than the black people's.
Because it did, because he was her idol, right? Because I'm just like, did Bob and Danielle even talk to Dorinda that much? Well, I guess maybe they were saying they bonded after being stuck on the raft. Maybe that was their argument.
But that's not enough.
It's not. For them to be crying the way they were trying to cry, I'm like, this is so much.
Now, Bob tries to smooth things over with Dylan. This is why Mr. Gaslight is Mr. Gaslight, because he was like, oh, honey, you did that a little bit. It's cute. Not personal or nothing. You good, though. You good. I just can't believe you came for me. I mean, you can keep going if you want to, but it was like, Bob, you do not stop.
Yeah, I mean, it was giving very, like, he's like telling us he's a traitor. It's like okay, Bob.
At this point, it's like, if we're so sure Bob's a traitor, do we keep him to the end and try to sniff out the other ones? Then banish him at the end so you can take that prize pot? Because that's always the thing. It's like, you gotta need to know where at least one traitor is for that.
Exactly. That's true.
As much as we were praising Phaedra last season, we find out a lot of them knew it was Phaedra. They would not take her to the end.
Oh, God.
Fair.
Valid. That's real.
Now, the traitors do have one more mission, okay? And that mission is to write on a scroll three names, a short list of who will be murdered next. Yo, this was a mess.
Absolutely a mess. The way that Carolyn was walking around so confused.
And it's like they were saying things too. It's like, oh, too many people. And it's like, girl, I don't think that's convincing, because if it's all the people are here, you would stay here. Who else are you looking for?
Right.
Scheming are you doing that there's too many people in this room? If you don't sit, chat for a little bit, then be like, I gotta go freshen my drink.
Right. Not playing it cool at all.
No, all of them look like they're losing. They have no heads. Now, Robin almost follows Rob, Danielle, and Bob to the hidden room that's also in the bar. But apparently, she just clueless. And this is why I'm like, Bob would take her under his wing. Because what do you mean? You're right there. I was like, oh, she going to camp out? I was like, you should at least hide under the bar. Or like, a little in the archway like Gabby eventually does, so you don't get caught. You're going to camp out there boldly for all of them to walk out? And I was like, oh no, she for real making a drink right now. She for real leaving.
She really did.
That is some housewife shenanigans.
But it's like Bob needs a Robin. He does need a Robin. But I'm like, you did not have to get rid of Dorinda and Ion. Okay, like,
chill.
Look, I really needed them.
And these traitors know that they have to get on the freaking same page, so they're looking for each other. Now, those three get in there. Carolyn's still trying to find them. Eventually, she does. And I was panicked because I felt like Carolyn absolutely went into that hidden room and then did not close the bookcase. But all of a sudden, we see in another clip that all of a sudden the bookcase is closed.
Yeah.
And Gabby's outside. I'm like, who closed it?
Production said we stepped in.
Because I didn't see them close it. So... now they're talking. Gabby absolutely is overhearing. And on top of that, after I would assume they had their names, it's just that Carolyn was the last to come in, so she's probably not influencing this one once again.
Right.
Bob's butt has to be loud as hell. To the point that Rob is like, shh.
Right.
It's right. Like, Rob, check yourself. But also Bob, shh.
Right.
What is wrong with you?
Right.
Oh. So Gabby absolutely overhears at the end. And Carolyn and Danielle are the first to walk out of the room. And then Gabby peeks back in. Gabby. I needed you to listen in a little more. And then as much as, like, if more people are going out, you're walking down the hallway, super cash. You're on the way to something else. You're not peeking in as if, I know I'm looking in on something I wasn't supposed to look in on.
Are you kidding? Like, does anyone know how to be sneaky in this show? No, not at all.
They get too excited about being right. That's the one thing. Having a hunch, they're too excited about it. And now, I don't know what name they wrote on that scroll, but your name's probably going to find your way on it.
Right.
Who do we think is the names?
I it's a risky move, but I do think Dylan.
Okay.
I think at this point, maybe a Sam, because it's like a safe, easy pick. I don't know. You know, like, and... Danielle might make the argument to go for Jeremy, and Bob might go along with it, and I feel like Rob would, you know, not fight against it, so.
You know what? I think now that Danielle knows for sure Jeremy's saying her name, that's very plausible. Outside of that, I mean, why not get rid of the other Bob? For the petty reason that there's already a Bob. And also, who threw out that Bob could be a traitor? Tony. That's not very credible. But then you kind of clean that up a little.
I don't know.
And I noticed Tom was trying to snuggle up to the new ones. So that's Derek, that's Wes. But they also, like, they don't trust him as a source
of information. They don't. He's like, no, okay, but he just seemed like a little rat, like, coming in narking to who he sees as, like, the new big dogs in the game. I'm like, you're still expendable, babes. Like, if the tide turns against you, they will roll with it.
He absolutely wants to be part of the cool kid man club, and it's not working out for him.
Right.
Messy boots. So, the people who will be on this list, so they're going to be in coffins, and whoever gets murdered, the nail in the coffin next week. So, that'll be interesting. What is your beautiful black moment of this drop, Quita?
My beautiful black moment? This is so silly, but when Ion was like, I'm not paid for my brains. That was such a funny moment to me. Just, and also watching her on Real Housewives of Dubai, like, I'm just like, yes, she's a personality hire, and I need her. Like, I love her.
Hopefully someone else's shines. Yeah, they honestly are getting rid of the people that aren't known for their brains, which is like the worst people.
Exactly. They're like, they don't play a good social game because they're too in it.
Yeah. You know? For real, for real. So this is crazy. And my beautiful black moment is Bob yelling at the straight cis men in the first challenge. That did something for me. Did the producers immediately undo that with adding three more men? Yes.
Absolutely.
But we know how this thing goes. What is your chaotic bi moment of this
show? I mean, it's like, is it a chaotic lesbian moment? But when he asked her, how was it? When he asked Gabby, how was it being on The Bachelor? So special. She's like, well, I'm a lesbian now. And Chrishell with the brain pants. Like, I love that moment.
Yes. Yes. That was... Oh my gosh, that season that she was on for The Bachelor was nuts, and then The Bachelorette, because she was double Bachelorette. She didn't even have her own season. She doubled up with Rachel.
Oh, wow. Okay, wow.
Because they were both dumped by the same guy on The Bachelor.
Oh.
He was like, I love both of you, but I'm also dumping both of you. And it was at the same time, so they were in the same hotel room, and they're like, so we can't murder you. But Gabby was absolutely the one that was like, and I'm going to drag you. And Rachel was the one who cried.
Mm.
It was nuts. Yeah. Okay, my chaotic bi moment. I actually didn't write one because I'm still thinking. There's so much that's happened. I think the chaotic bi, which really is chaotic pansexual, is Bob trying to smooth things over with Dylan afterwards by, I don't know if it was buttering up, but then condescension, and like, it was the craziest power play I've ever seen.
Yeah, like, you don't sat at this table and call this child misguided, and then you go try to apologize. But he, like, you did your little big one. Like,
you know what it is that I loved about that? Is that men treat women like that all the time. And so then seeing him use those powers on a man, I was like, shuskus. I will try next time to not just have both of mine be Bob, but he's just bringing it.
He's bringing. I mean, we needed him this season. But like, also, Bob, please lay low. We want to hear this whole season.
He doesn't know how to. He is a star. He's meant to shine bright and fast. So we will see what happens next week. We will be back. I am trying to shoot for these recaps to come out on Saturday, but I am sick, so we just are a little later this week. We also will probably have a guest next week, so please stay tuned. Quita, where can people follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram at @hello_Quita.
And I am Nicole Weaver, your host. Please follow Black by Reality across all socials to keep up with us. Right now, we're just covering the traitors. There is a black man who's bachelor. Which then means there's a lot of black women in the cast. But what are the chances that he's going to pick one of them? I don't know. So, I might tune in, I might not. Well, you leave down in the comments what you're feeling about that. I'm trying to think of if there's any other shows. I know Love is Blind Germany is there, but eventually when there's a new Love is Blind, I will be talking about it. The Ultimatum was nuts, and I solely talked about that in shorts, so.
Ooh, yeah, off the strength of Love is Blind Season 7, I was like, I don't know if I want to watch the latest Ultimatum, and then I started seeing people's reviews, and I was like, yeah, no, I'm not watching.
The Ultimatum's a dark, dark place.
It like, is, I'm like, I'll check out the next queer one.
yeah, whenever that's gonna be, I don't know what they're holding on to that for, but it's in the can. I know
it is. They keep promoting it to us. Like, I was actually shocked that Marry or Move On came out because I felt like they've been promoting the queer one for so long. I don't know. I'm like, where is it? We need it.
I don't know what's happening, but I don't like it.
Me neither. We need it. The streets need it bad.
Bad. But yeah, that's about it. So I hope you stay visible and feel visible today. Bye.